Yes, so thank you very much. Mine will be a quick contribution because since the beginning of this this gathering, we've been mostly discussing about how to make energy transition happen. And I believe it's also time to think about how to make it sustainable when we get there. Because one thing is to get there, and another thing is to be able to stay there and make it sustainable. So what can be the contribution of non-metallic minerals to this energy transition sustainability? Because in the quest for net zero or a decarbonized economy, the energy transition need only critical minerals, but also low carbon and climate resilient construction materials for a low carbon footprint infrastructure development and also housing scheme that is characterized by high thermal comfort, energy efficiency, and low cost of construction, which will necessarily lead to low cost of maintenance. So stabilized earth bricks, essentially made of laterite, provide such opportunity as it uses between 5 to 8% of cement only, and it takes 0.5 kilogram to make each bricks of a unit of stabilized earth bricks, as opposed to 1.25 kilogram of conventional cement to do the same thing. In terms of production cost, stabilized earth bricks stand around, normal bricks stands around a ratio of 1 to 3. Whereas one is for stabilized earth bricks and three is for conventional bricks. So as the world is slowly but surely transitioning away from polluting development models, the decarbonization drive should be done on or conducted on multiple fronts, and the same should be envisioned for the construction and infrastructure sector through the use of low carbon materials, such as stabilized earth bricks and low carbon cement, etc., leaving behind high carbon footprint and energy consuming technology. So now is the time to make that choice and start building smart, building climate friendly. Thank you.